The term outsider art came into use in the early 1970s from a French description for unrefined art. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the preferred term today is self-taught, and a single collection of such work is the focus of a major exhibition at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
The formal category described as outsider art began 100 years ago in Europe, says the museum's curator of drawings, Anne Percy.
They operate out of their own emotional or psychological or whatever situations and out of the culture from which they come.
But it extends far beyond the work of mentally troubled or isolated people. Today, outsider art means simply that the work was created by people without formal art education or training, says co-curator Cara Zimmerman, executive director of the Foundation for Self-Taught Artists.
They hadn't gone to art school. Oftentimes they were from rural areas. Oftentimes they were from poor backgrounds. What really defines these folks is less this category as something that unifies them, but more the fact that they were working outside the mainstream, and that really becomes their bond.
This exhibition includes paintings, drawings, and sculpture created between 1930 and 2010, some by people now recognized as significant 20th century artists, others by people who aren't even intending to create art. One example, Emery Blagden.
He felt that he was creating a machine that would harness electromagnetism within his shed in Nebraska. So for him, the aesthetic component was completely secondary. And it was only after he passed away that people decided that this was going to be considered art.
Great and Mighty Things, outsider art from the Jill and Sheldon Bonovitz collection, runs through June 9th at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.